Good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm coming on behalf of Opinion Research, which is conducting a confidential and secure poll about your local Cherry Creek School District and possible issues on this year's ballot. We would like to encourage you to respond to the study.
Scott, turn the TV down for a minute.
Okay, take your time.
You're calling me, you're calling me in response to the Cherry Creek School District. Let's go with that. I used to work for them, so let's go.
Okay. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado as a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
A Republican, and I've lived here for 21 years.
Thank you, ma'am, and very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, this November, there will be an election for the U.S. president and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat, or not too certain?
110% certain that my vote will be counted.
Yeah. Okay. Now, first of all, how would you rate the job the Cherry Creek School District does providing quality education to its students? Excellent, good, and not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
Okay, and now moving on. And overall, how would you rate the job the Cherry Creek School District does managing finances and especially spending money voters approve and ballot issues wisely, as a promise, very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Negative.
Thank you. Moving on. And how well does the phrase dedicated to excellence describe Cherry Creek Schools? Very well, somewhat well, or not at all?
Somewhat well.
Somewhat well. Okay, thank you. I appreciate your patience. Now, do you think the overall level of property taxes in Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided? What's your opinion?
Much too high for the level of services provided.
Thank you. Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes, you know.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, while nobody likes to pay higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notice and raised homeowners' property taxes by as much as 25%. Now, which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can't afford and absorb this increase without any problems? Can't pay this increase but really squeeze our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending, or cannot afford this increase and it hurts household finances badly, or does not apply to you because you're rent?
Cannot afford and definitely hurts the household finances.
Understood. As you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. Now, what kind of an impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small, or not really much of an impact at all?
Not really much of an impact.
Okay.
Paid in $9,300 and some odd to taxes this year. So, $800 barely covers the tax preparation. But anyway, so
I appreciate you sharing that with me. Believe me, very educational. Now, ma'am, moving on. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters on the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve two ballot issues. Now, the first ballot issue will be a bond to provide new funds to construct new school buildings, make repairs and renovations to existing schools, expand mental health services, increase school security, and expand technical skills training to prepare students to fill today's high-paying in-demand jobs. Now, would you vote yes or no on the $950 million bond to meet all these needs if it is increased property taxes by $3 a month, equal to $36 a year for 100,000 of access to home value? Will you vote yes or no?
Goodness, that is a tough question because I'd have to read it through very thoroughly. I don't like where Cherry Creek is throwing our money around.
Understood. But just for the sake of the research and for the things that I just read to you, They're saying that all this money is going to go to all these renovations in the school. That's the first ballot issue that will be appearing on the November 2024 elections. Now, will you vote yes or no?
I would say preliminary for right now, I'd vote yes.
Okay.
But I would do more research on it. I don't buy into anything that Cherry Creek is doing because they're a bunch of lying fools, but go ahead.
No, and I understand you're probably going to have to do more research, but it's going to, you know, like a spark your interest in doing the research because this is going to be until November, so you got plenty of time to do the research. Now, secondly, Cherry Creek School District may ask voters to approve a property tax mill levy increase for transportation that frees up other money for teachers and staff pay. Now, would you vote yes or no on the $30 million school meal levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month or about $23 per year for every 100,000 home value? Vote yes
or no? I would vote no. And the reason why is because I used to drive school buses for them, and transportation is not getting that money. Bullshit. I vote no.
Okay, thank you. Now, opponents to this ballot issue may say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money. Wasteful, high administration overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Now, do you strongly agree, someone agrees, someone disagrees, or strongly disagree with you?
No, I strongly agree. I do not want them just increasing my taxes because they are a poorly operated school district. It's poorly maintained. So, yeah.
Now, moving on. Next, here are some set of statements detailing the projects and plans to propose Cherry Creek School District bond will pay for. Now, please, ma'am, rate each as definitely worth paying for higher taxes. Probably worth paying higher taxes for, or not worth to pay higher taxes for. Now, the first one, at a swimming pool at Overland High School, definitely worth paying, probably, or not worth paying?
Definitely worth paying for. That was my high school. Let's continue.
Expand the Cherry Creek Innovation Campus to set more students and provide expanding career pathway, job skills, and technical training. You think that would be definitely worth paying for, probably, or not worth paying for?
I think not worth paying for because it would be mismanaged.
And expand, remodel, and modernize the cafeteria area and pool at Eagle Crest. Definitely, probably, or not worth paying for?
Not worth it.
And replace aging and deteriorating buildings at the Cherry Creek High School campus with new buildings and reconfigure the entire campus to redevelopment. Definitely,
not
probably, or not. Okay.
And
replace two small aging school buildings at Holy Hills at new K-5th grade elementary schools. Definitely, probably not worth paying for.
Yes, Holly Hills needs help. Yes, I definitely agree.
Definitely. Okay, now expansion and remodel at Overland High School, including building an advanced career pathway training center to give students technical skills for today's in-demand jobs. Definitely, probably not worth paying for.
Probably.
Okay, and upgrades the school building security, including bullet-resistant glass in all buildings, new security cameras, and better entry access to access control. Definitely, probably, or not worth paying for.
Absolutely. We need to do that, especially with Overland.
Redesign and renovate their 50-year-old Smoky Hill High School and its campus. Replacing Laredo Middle School with a new building. Definitely, probably not worth paying for.
You're saying Smoky Hill and Laredo Middle Schools?
Well, let me read it once again. Redesign and renovate their 50-year-old Smoky Hill High School and its campus, replacing Laredo Middle Schools with a new building. Definitely.
I will be. That's a really tough question because yes, Smoky Hill. Like my sister went there, and she's 16 years older than I am. My kids went there.
Yeah.
Yes, I would vote money towards Smoky Hill.
Okay.
Laredo, now, for me, it's about the freaking faculty that needs to just be bailed out of there.
Understand.
So I don't think that I want to throw money out Laredo.
So put me
in the middle. Put me in the middle on that one.
Probably worth paying for. Should I record that as your answer? Probably. That's the middle one.
The next one.
Upgrade and renovate the infrastructure of CCSD elementary schools as needed, including painting, carpets, windows, roof repairs, and heating and air conditioned system replacement. You think that will be definitely worth paying for? Probably or not worth paying for? No. Okay.
Not worth paying for.
Upgrade to classroom technology, including computers, networks, and faster, more reliable internet Wi-Fi. Definitely, probably, or not worth paying for?
Not worth paying for.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I do appreciate your patience. Now, lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the Cherry Creek School District $950 million bond might make. Please rate each as a very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive reason to vote yes for the bond of the 30 million mill levy ballot issues. Now, because of the way Colorado tax system works, the Cherry Creek schools receive no money from the state to make school upgrades, expansions, and building replacements. It's up to the local residents of the district to raise their taxes to fund these improvements, or they won't get made. You think that's a very somewhat or not persuasive reason?
That is not true at all, and it's not a persuasive reason.
Okay. Now, expanding the highly in demand mental health services will help 1,000 more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners. Very somewhat or not persuasive reason to vote yes on the $30 million.
It's not a persuasive issue. I vote no on that, and I know why, because They actually treat everything very, very poorly in the district.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you sharing your opinion. Now, moving on. Maintaining Cherry Creek School District excellence will continue to support solid property values for homes within the district. Very somewhat on our persuasive reason to vote yes.
Not persuasive because it's untrue.
Okay. Now, expand the types of job pathway skills taught at the Innovation Campus to include veterinary tech, building automation, HVAC tech, multimedia, music, and field production, and other in-demand skills. You think that would be a very persuasive reason, somewhat or not persuasive at all, to vote yes on the
somewhat.
$30 million levy?
Somewhat,
okay?
Somewhat.
And continually secure upgrades are necessary at schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very somewhat on that persuasive reason.
Please repeat that question, that statement.
Yeah, continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very persuasive, somewhat.
Very persuasive. Mm-hmm.
Okay. By approving the transportation meal levy, the district can maintain its bus service to students while freeing up money to increase teachers' pay to be competitive with other districts in recruiting and retaining quality teachers. Very somewhat on our persuasive reason to vote yes.
Okay. Again, I need you to repeat that statement. I don't mean to be redundant, but
please repeat
the statement.
This is okay. Sometimes my accent gets in the way. Now, by approving the transportation meal levy, the district can maintain its bus service to students while freeing up money to increase teachers' pay to be competitive with other districts in recruiting and retaining quality teachers. Do you think that should be a very persuasive reason, somewhat, or not?
I don't I really kind of honestly don't understand the question, because the school bus drivers don't get paid enough to begin with, but yes, students need to eat. So how am I supposed to answer that?
Right, but this is some statements that supporters of the Cherry Creek School District, in order for...
Just put me in the middle, because that actual entire, the verbiage does not even make sense.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, Cherry Creek School District is transparent in their operations. This includes public access to interactive map of the website that shows all projects promised and completed from previous bonds. I think that's a very somewhat though not persuasive reason to vote yes on this ballot.
It's not persuasive, because that's untrue.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, money raised from the ballot issues will go directly to pay for the proposed projects, since Cherry Creek School District administrates overhead costs at less than 3% of their total budget. Very somewhat or not persuasive reason to vote yes.
Not persuasive.
Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of producing graduates who are successful in their careers and tops in their fields. Investing in these educational improvements can keep that tradition going. Very somewhat or not persuasive reason.
Not persuasive. Untrue. Untruthful.
Okay. Acting now on these improvements will ensure Cherry Creek School District maintain his tradition of excellence now and in the future. Very somewhat or not persuasive reason.
Not persuasive. Untrue.
Despite the recent increases in the state property taxes, none of the money comes back to local school districts. It's up to Cherry Creek voters to approve these separate ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay. Not persuasive, okay? Now, that's your answer, right?
Yeah, okay. Not persuasive. They're lying. I mean, they're just a crap school district. They need to do better.
Okay, and that's one way for you to let them know, you know, about this share. Now, Cherry Creek School District has a solid record of expending the taxpayer-approved bond money wisely and as promised. They can be trusted to execute the project and the upcoming bond in a responsible, cost-efficient way. You think that's a very persuasive reason? Somewhat persuasive or not persuasive reason to vote yes on the $30 million mill levy?
No, absolutely not. They're lying. They need to do better.
Understood, ma'am. We're almost done. I do appreciate your patience. Now, expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying and demand job, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into productive taxpaying citizens. Barry, so what? Don't
Okay. Put me in the middle on that one, because...
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me right over with what a probably.
Okay.
I don't trust the school district. And the kids were acting like complete buttholes when I left the school district. So just put me in the middle there somewhere. I do think that we deserve better resources, but I don't think that Cherry Creek can manage these resources appropriately if they should be provided to the school district.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm sorry.
That's so what? No, that's okay, man. I appreciate you.
No, that's my rambling Randy. There you go.
Okay. Very educational, believe me, for me. Now, the next one, the skilled buildings, they are 30, 40, or 50 years old, needed to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated, just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require a full replacement in the future. Very somewhat or not persuasive reason to vote yes.
Can you please repeat that? I apologize.
Yes. No problem. Hold on. Allow me just a moment. Now, school buildings, there are 30, 40, or 50 years old and need to be maintained, refresh, and renovate just like any home or property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. You think that's a very persuasive reason to vote yes, somewhat or not?
That is very persuasive, yes.
Okay. Now, opening a dedicated first in the state teacher training and housing center gives Cherry Creek the edge at recruiting and retaining the best quality teachers, helping the district maintain its reputation for excellence. Very somewhat or not persuasive reason to vote yes.
I'm just going to say somewhat. Because they have some pretty awful teachers that I've dealt with throughout the years.
Thank you, ma'am. And now, having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the $950 million bond to meet all these needs if it increased property taxes by $3 a month, equal to $36 a year, for 100,000 of access home value? Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you. And if instead the Cherry Creek School District bond were $750 million at a cost of $2.10 per month, equal to about $25 a year, and increased tax for every 100,000 in home value, but have fewer school buildings projects, would you vote yes or no?
No. Okay. I need a clear outline of what's going to happen with money, so no.
Okay.
They failed me, so.
Understood. And would you vote yes or no for a $30 million school's meal levy increase at a cost of $1.90 per month, or about $23 for every 100,000 of access home value? We vote yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what is your gender, male or female or other?
You have to ask my gender.
My apologies.
Cherry Creek is all about you can identify as a unicorn now these days, but yes, I am a female.
Okay. And what is your age? Is 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
I'm 47 years old.
So 40 to 54. Thank you, ma'am. Yeah. And what is the last grade that you completed in school, high school, business, or schools, or some college? College graduate. Thank you, ma'am. And do you have any children 18 or under? Yes or no?
18 or under? No.
No, okay.
My kids all completed Cherry Creek schools, every single one of them, all four of them.
Nice. Now, do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I rent my current place of residence.
Thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your race, black African-American, white Caucasian, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, or other?
Well, I'm really a mutt, but you can probably just put down Caucasian.
Okay, thank you, man. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. It's been a pleasure, very educational. Thank you, ma'am. This concludes our survey. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Bye-bye. Thank you.
You as well. Bye.